Unit 5. Secrets. Recording 1.
Now, if I'd ever told anybody how much my dad earned, he'd have been absolutely furious. I'm not sure that I ever really knew. We were raised in an atmosphere where families kept themselves to themselves and you told nobody your business. And then it all changed as we became more knowledgeable about the kind of dangerous secrets that might be held behind closed doors and the damage they could do. We were encouraged as a society to tell these tales and let it all hang out. So can we still keep a secret?
One of my friends told me to keep a secret about how she was going out with this other girl's boyfriend. And I kind of went up to the girl and told her. By accident, it just fell out. She got really, really annoyed and it was horrible. It was like, I thought she was actually going to slap me. It was so bad, oh my God. We made up like 2 hours later, but it was just the initial, you know, I should never have told her secret though. So it was my fault.
Have you ever given away anyone's secret by accident?
Probably just Christmas presents, maybe, accidentally telling someone what their Christmas present was. My husband nearly did that yesterday, actually. He took an afternoon off work to go and get something for Christmas for me. Wouldn't tell me for days where he was going and almost let it slip where he was. I really wish he had given it away.
What's the hardest secret that you've ever had to keep?
I revealed a secret of a romance that I had with an older man that I revealed to my husband because I decided that I had to tell him because I couldn't live with this secret. If I had to live in honesty with my husband, I had to reveal to him the secret and face the consequences. And as you can see, this is the consequence. We've grown closer together as a result of that.
So the consequences were quite good then, it seems.
There you are. Here he is, at my side, and I'm at his side. So that was the very big secret that I kept, but I did reveal it.
Ailish Kavanagh talking to people in Croydon. So when do you spill the beans and be honest, and when is it better to stay shtum? Eva Rice is the author of a novel called The Lost Art of Keeping a Secret. Do you really think we have lost the art of keeping a secret?
I certainly do. I think that nowadays everyone's so encouraged to say everything at all times and express the way they feel at the drop of a hat. And I think that the point of my book was to get across the fact that sometimes keeping a secret isn't always a bad thing. It can be something that can bring a more positive outcome than always telling everyone how you feel.
So what kind of secret would you keep?
I think like the characters in my book, if you're keeping a secret that is in some way going to protect somebody from something, obviously I don't want to give away too much of the plot, but if you're protecting somebody in a way that isn't going to damage them when they do ultimately find out, I think that in that case the secret's a very good thing to keep. But nowadays it's something that's frowned upon and something that's considered wrong, and you're supposed to tell everyone the way you feel 24 hours a day, and so it's something that you shouldn't do, keep a secret.